day to you from MCJB this morning.
Yeah, we'll be right back right after those brief messages, so stay tuned. Don't you dare go away.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Johnny Saunier and Cajun Heritage and JoJo Reed. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Daddy Cecil here. For 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May all your wishes come true.
Good morning to Judith this morning. Judith, we're kind of lost, and I know you may be listening to us. We don't know if it's tonight or we missed it or if it's next week. We have no idea.
Christmas party.
Yeah, we got the email. Don't know where the email's at. Can't find it. Don't know. Nobody knows. Even Herman couldn't tell me and give me any information.
Oh.
And, you know, if Herman don't know, I mean, he is the man who has all the information.
That's kind of bad.
That's kind of bad when he don't even know himself. But anyway, I'm sure she'll let us know. But anyway, beautiful Saturday, Christmas time, John.
Mm-hmm.
You bought all your presents?
I heard the crows this morning.
Okay, I guess you didn't buy all your presents. I didn't either. Don't feel bad. We still got a couple of days.
No, I tell you what, though. Christmas, for my family, is every day.
Okay, try that again, John.
Oh, really and truly.
That's a
really
cliche.
My family feels this way, though, too.
Oh, wait, let's
My wife,
okay,
and my two boys,
uh-huh,
and they always say it, you know, Daddy, don't buy anything for us because
so
you do things throughout the year for us.
Okay, and sounds so real good. So novel. Such a novel idea. Okay, let me go back to my original question. Did you buy your presents yet? After all of this novelty here.
Well, no. I haven't. You know how they when they put you on the witness stand and say yes or no?
Yeah.
You see, so you gotta have a yes or no.
This is a yes or no.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't either, just gotta get started, but I know I have to leave to be able to go to do the viewing of the body for Jerry Hall this morning. But certainly want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And, of course, we'll be back in between Christmas and New Year. But Christmas is a special time, and it's supposed to be real great bad weather.
Yeah, right. Christmas Day is supposed to be 70% rain.
That's good.
According to the weatherman.
I love it.
And
that way, you know what it does? It makes everybody stay home.
Yes.
And those of you that have families that love to put your knuckles together, you know, and like to battle instead of enjoying each other.
Oh, that's
going to be very difficult because you won't be able unless y'all going to throw them out in the rain and let them soak outside. Maybe they'll cool off.
Well,
you know, but let's have a very safe holiday. We've had enough tragedies for this year.
We're still feeling it right now.
And it's such a big controversial right now between should you have a gun or not have a gun, what size gun you should have, what size gun you shouldn't have. So that's a lot of things that's going on right now. Yep. And we have here in Lafayette have a lot of educational things that's going on, too. Should we or should not, or what's going on. So we got a lot of things that are very unsolved today, but we definitely have to move on. And just remember, if you're mad, stay home. And if you're mad, don't invite nobody to your house, because all you're going to do is take it out on somebody. And if you go to somebody's house and it seems like they're mad, pack up your food and go back home.
That's all
take
you
your food.
Do. That's
all just
you
go say, well,
that's
then,
all you have to
yeah.
do. Yes.
Just keep it easy and have yourself a great time. And if you see some people walking, riding around with their head hanging down, blow your horn, wave at them, let them know that somebody loves them somewhere in the world. Because everybody deserves to be loved, and because everybody is loved some kind of way, whether you know it or not. And there are a lot of people that that's going to be in need. And just remember, those big gifts are such a wonderful thing when you give such a big gift, nice, expensive gift you give those at Christmas time. And it's such a beautiful thing,
Christmas
you know.
Time.
And the kids play with it for about 3 hours and then go to sleep. And they wake up in the morning, they go back and play with the same old toy they had 3 or 4 years ago. So don't waste all your money on a big gift. You know you're going to need that money, because guess what? Hmm. Once you charge it, you got to pay for it.
You got to pay for it. And then they start scratching the hair, pulling the hair out of the head and said, how am I going to pay for all of this?
Yep.
Well,
that is right.
You thought about it before you purchased it.
And if gift is about love, then you just bought you some.
That's right.
You should never have to buy love.
Then you're worried about your gift.
Absolutely. But certainly want to wish everybody, John, you and your family, Merry Christmas. I'm sure we'll talk during the Christmas time and speak to each other. It's right around the corner. It's on Tuesday. So don't forget, be safe, be careful, because a lot of things going on. A lot of people out there, young ladies and ladies, please be careful when you're in the parking lots shopping, because there are people that are shopping for your purse. Mm-hmm. And don't leave all your gifts out in the open. Put them in your trunk. Lock your trunk. Be careful. Do your shopping early.
But you know, Melvin, let me tell you, too. Truly, what happened to a lot of people like that, they are so busy and they are obsessed with these cell phones.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And they're walking around and they're oblivious of who's around them.
Absolutely.
Please put that away.
Yeah.
Put it away.
When you leave
it's
out
gonna the,
yeah.
there. It's going to be
absolutely.
There when you get home. So put it away.
And it's going to be tough.
Yeah. It's gonna and that's why a lot of people are like that, because they're not. They don't see what's around them. They're so busy and involved in that little cell phone and getting a message and playing games on it. Just put it away.
And just remember, if someone gives you a diamond ring and they don't have a job, you should think about that one. You should think about it. Is that really? Where did that come from?
Hey.
Kind of hard. Just measure the gift
that's hard
with the person that's giving it to you.
That'd be kind of hard to swallow.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to swallow. Yeah, I got you a diamond ring, girl. Where you working? Well, I'm looking for a job. And hopefully everybody get a job. And Merry Christmas to all of you this morning from MC. John is still going to be with you.
I'll be
Let's have a great Merry Christmas.
Let it roll. Let it roll. tiger here. I wanna go home, but I can't get back. I wanna get back, but I can't go home. Hold that tiger here. We'll be right back.
Hot Tamale Baby by Pee Wee and the Boll Weevil this Saturday morning. Good morning to all of you. I hope that you've enjoyed all of this good music back to back and continue to enjoy it, because we're going to bring you even some more right here by Wayne Dupsey. And let me play this one right here. Listen to this anyway.
On my mind, one day, baby. Oh, one day, you're gonna come home to me, darling.
Come home, baby. And come home to me, darling. That's what he says on this CD. That's a brand new CD, by the way. Been good to you, Dwayne Dupsey and the Zydeco Hellraisers. He has 12 cuts on this CD, and it's a beautiful CD, and it's a real good one. It's a heck of a good CD. So in case that you're out there someplace, go on, why don't you purchase one from him? Because, you know, he would certainly appreciate that. Leroy Thomas. We gotta go and tell the little commercial about Leroy Thomas, so stay tuned.
I like the way she moves. I like the way she looks at me with a big brown eye.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include The Mercy Brothers, A Christmas Hoot Night, The Figs, and The Cathead Biscuit Boys. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
Thomas, that brown-eyed woman will get you in trouble every time. 34 is 34 past 10 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday, cold Saturday morning. Good morning to all of you. Let me tell you this. On Dirty Rice tonight, Michael Juan Nunez is going to be a special guest on Dirty Rice, starting off around 8:30 tonight on this station of KRVS, 88.7 FM. And you got it right here on 88. We do it every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the station that you must listen to, because you will miss it if you go any other place, because we do it right here. Always some lives or something that take place. We're waiting for a couple of musicians that should be coming in. If they don't, fine, that's no problem. Zydeco Ray, good morning to you. Hope that everything is going well for you. Now, they told me one thing. They always thought that I was kind of crazy. But Cliff describes it best than anybody else. Listen to this. Live in San Francisco. You heard it right here on 88.7 FM. 482-6991.
Everybody call me crazy. Well, calling from a country town. Crazy, yeah. But I'm a little old country boy. When I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. Hey, baby, don't you love me so strong? You love it like a frozen water. You can turn it off and on. Thank you.
That's when you realize I wasn't crazy after all. Because I was just a zydeco man. That's all it was. Pray for me. Late great. Boozoo Chavis. Going out for Mr. and Mrs. William Vallo.
Streets are far, they're long, rocking and a bobbing and a singing a song.
We got a special guest in the studio this morning that we're going to give him 30 seconds to say something, and then we'll cut him off. And it's a voice that y'all haven't heard for quite a while, and we hope that you will recognize the voice as soon as I say good morning to him, and then give him the cue to go on and say something. That you know he's never short for words. And now he's trying to figure out how much can he say in 30 seconds. That's all it is. And the man of the hour and the man of the time and a friend of mine, which I really hate to admit, but he is, in a sense, none other than the great man himself, Floyd Anderson. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How are you this morning? And I appreciate the introductory. And you know, it's great to be here with you today, you know.
Now, I know most people say, well, hey, I never heard that voice for a long time.
I've been away busy working, John.
Yeah, I've been busy working.
And then all of a sudden I decide to go fishing, and then I won't quit. Anytime you go fishing 3 weekends in a row, you know.
Are you catching some fish?
Oh, yes. But, I should have said, no, you go nowhere. Where's your share at?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
And then, honey,
I want to
know.
You never bring me any fish, right?
And been busy working.
Well, good.
Busy working.
Well, it's good.
A lot of people in my neighborhood call me a workaholic. They want to know why I'm not sitting down still.
Well, Floyd, you know, on the serious side, you're working, and there are a lot of people who
can't.
Looking for work, but they're all looking in the wrong places.
That's correct.
And there are a lot of jobs right now that are available, that are open right now.
That's
and
correct.
And people have to go out and seek. But you got to be clean. You can't go in there with your pants dragging and work with one hand and holding your pants with the other hand.
John, let me interrupt you. Especially using a shovel, a sophisticated tool like a shovel, holding your pants with the other hand.
Yeah.
Or holding the cell phone with one hand and trying to operate the shovel.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
That's why I keep telling these youngsters, pull your pants up, wear yourself a belt, go buy yourself a belt. If you can't afford a belt, get you
a little rope string.
Yeah, a little rope or something, a string, and tie it around him. Or buy you some pants that fit you, not some pants that fit You know, a person with 42 waist, and you only a 28 waistline.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you need to do. And yeah. So there's a lot of jobs. And I have to say is that you should be an example for other people who are looking for work and want to work and should be working and to earn your way. That's what you need to do.
Recently, I employed quite a few people, and so did my son, Kendall, over in the New Orleans area. One of them lasted with me eight hours. He said he didn't know he had to work that hard. Kendall brought some guy from here to New Orleans on his job over there, and lasted one day. He had to bring him back home that night, you know. But however... Let me say good morning to, I need to get off of that subject.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good morning to my wife, Dolores. I want to say good morning to you.
So you
and
were,
she's busy.
You were buying a gift for her?
Oh, I took care of that already.
You took care of that?
Oh, yes.
Good,
oh, yes.
Good. So Dolores.
So she got a big smile this morning.
Dolores, he went and got another gift for you.
Now, John.
It's
John,
something
don't put
that,
me in trouble.
It's something that you will wear on your hands.
John, stop it. I want to also say good morning to my daughter, Melanie, and her husband, Mike, and the kids, to Kendall and his wife, Lisa. We want to wish them good morning. Yeah. And all of the listeners out there, John. Yeah. I regret highly that I couldn't have been with y'all in the past, but I'm here today, and we want to wish everybody, your listeners, a happy holiday. And a safe one.
That's good. Now, we're going
to
send this out.
Two.
And I know the title of this song is, let me see, Mamacita.
Mamacita.
Mamacita. Now, I send this.
Who
I
made that,
I send this
Jose?
Out. Keith Frank did.
Oh,
Keith Frank
Keith
made
Frank.
This.
Okay.
And so,
good morning, Keith.
If you have any Latino friends, I know I have a bunch of them. Like Jose Sanchez over at Pippin's.
Right.
We can say that it's going out to him and many others, too.
Also, one of my workers from Houston.
Sanchez.
He's in New Orleans, Daniel Lasco.
Okay.
And Gerard. And we got a whole bunch of them over there in New Orleans with Kendall.
We want to send this out to them. And the Gutierrez family, the Gutierrez or Gutierrez.
Right.
And we want to send it out to them. And they got some Adam family that they pronounce it Adam, but it's in Latino pronunciation.
Right, right.
And so we want to send this out to them because we have a lot of Latino listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to send this out to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mamacita.
Also George.
That's
one of Kendall work.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, chiquitita, soy feliz porque eres mía. Oh, chiquitita, soy feliz porque eres mía. Oh, baby, I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, baby, I'm so glad you're mine.
How did you like that, Floyd?
That was money. Oh, no, I should have said it in Spanish.
Yes.
No.
How you said it when you want to say it?
I can say it in French, c'est magnifique. C'est magnifique. But I wouldn't know how would you say it in Spanish?
Magnifica.
Magnifica. Well, it was pretty close to it. Keith, that was real good. Really enjoyed it.
Well, Keith does it. Keith's such a talented musician.
Right.
I mean, you just, whatever he does, he can't mess it up.
Yeah. Recently, he was in the neighborhood over at Dexter House.
Yeah.
And I was drinking a bottle of wine, and then I was trying to bass it. You know?
Oh, you told you
and
to
him
stop.
And him and Dexter, they were playing a bunch of music, and they asked me to stop.
I know.
With my bottle.
Hey, Keith, Dexter, I know the feeling. He'd come in the studio when Zydeco Joe was here. Zydeco Joe has to stop playing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, Floyd. Just stop. You're off beat. You're not going
to. But that was real good. That was real
now,
good.
Now, here's coming up something.
Okay.
Now, I know you like this one.
All right. This one here, we're going to send it out to a good friend of mine from Henderson, Wayne Paul Patton.
They're good. And I know. And that's the.
And they jamming in Henderson, too.
Good. Now, listen to this one. You're going to see.
All right.
You look further back to the root show.
I want you to hear that one.
Okay.
Here cuts in. Went to the side of court. You know I had a ball, so I didn't want to come home. Now when I got back, Cartier was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whipping. Be a Louisiana in the house. Don't you hit me, Cartier. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartier. I ain't gonna take your number. Yeah. Don't you hit me, Cartier. You know you make me feel bad. Lafayette, please don't hit me, Cartier. You know you make me feel sad. Hey, Cartier.